Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Wednesday of the 23rd week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we further study Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 60. In question 60, we ask, how are you righteous before God? Only by true faith in Jesus Christ, that is, although my conscience accuses me that I have grievously sinned against all the commandments of God, and have never kept any of them, and am still prone always to all evil, yet God, without any merit of mine, of mere grace, grants and imputes to me the perfect satisfaction, righteousness, and holiness of Christ, as if I had never committed nor had any sins, and had myself accomplished all the obedience which Christ has fulfilled for me, if only I accept such benefit with a believing heart. One of the things we realize as believers who have not yet been taken home to glory is that as long as we remain on this earth, we struggle with sin and temptation. We are still prone, as we confess, to evil. Yet we also know we are righteous in Christ, as we have confessed. For some people, this causes a small level of consternation. But this is the truth of who we are as we wander in this wilderness of the fallen world. We are, as Martin Luther noted, simul justus et peccator, simultaneously just and a sinner. We are both. We are in the process of being sanctified. We are in the process of being remade in the image of our Lord Christ. We are in the process of having our sins mortified. We are in the process of becoming holy as the Lord our God is holy. But none of us is there yet. All of us still struggle with temptation and sin. Thus we cry out with the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is good, right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Or with Isaiah, in Isaiah 64, verse 6, recognizing that we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. But even though we still struggle with sin, and though we still transgress the law of God, we have been declared righteous in Christ Jesus. We have been clothed in the righteousness of Christ himself. We are, positionally, righteous before the Lord. What a comforting truth this is, to know that even in the midst of our struggles, even in the midst of our sin, we are operating from a position of righteousness. And that, at the end of the day, when this race has been run, and we find ourselves standing before our God in heaven, we will know only righteousness forever. This is why, though we confess with Isaiah and Paul that the struggle is real, and we cry out, wretched people that we are, who will deliver us from these bodies of death? We find the answer in Romans 8, verses 1 through 4. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. In Jesus, God has condemned our sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, through Christ our Lord. And while we are now, simul justus et peccator, both righteous and sinner, we look forward to that day when, by the power of the gospel, we will be only justus, righteous, holy as our God is holy, remade in the image of Jesus the Christ, that we might ever give glory to our merciful God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.